Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, our Father. Thank you. Thank you for sending us Jesus, your word made flesh, and revealing your thoughts and intents. And thank you, Lord, that it was not just for you. You shared it with us. You said, as my Father sent me, so I sent you. The love that you have, we also have. So thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus, for calling out disciples like John and Paul to share this mighty love, this mighty revelation, your mighty word, so we can all dwell in the thoughts and intents of your heart. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading 1 Corinthians 2, verse 3 to 5. I stood before you feeling inadequate, filled with reverence for God and trembling under the sense of the importance of my words. The message I preached and how I preached it was not an attempt to sway you with persuasive arguments, but to prove to you the almighty power of God's Holy Spirit. For God intended that your faith not be established on man's wisdom, but by trusting in his almighty power.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just bear witness, you know, when the Lord speaks to you and you have got a word and you know that this word is for you, and it's a word that God backs up. He backs up his words with signs and wonders. And you know it's also, you've got to share it with others. You have this fear, and I speak of fear in the scriptural way, where it says the fear of the Lord is a fountain of life. In Proverbs, it says the fear of the Lord gives you a future and a hope. And you having this future and this hope in this fear, and yeah, so pulling back the fear to the word of God, that in Proverbs 15:32, it says the fear of the Lord is instruction of wisdom. And so you share this word, wanting others to also see and take hold of and experience this amazing love that you are experiencing. So I witness with Paul coming here in fear and trembling to bring about this mighty truth of a mighty God that loves us, that made us, and he made us and the whole world with purpose, with intention. I love the scripture in Ephesians. It says we are his workmanship in Christ Jesus for good works laid out there for us. So this encouragement again this morning is like Isaiah 55. You must come and buy, you spend time. You come and you make time. You've got to make time. Jesus had to make time to hear from his Father. Then he had something to give to his disciples and to the world. And so also with us, we've got to spend time. We draw near and he draws near to us. And he gives us wisdom. He gives us motivation. And it's like rain that comes and waters the earth. So his word rains on our spirits and enlightens our eyes of our understanding to share with others. And this is a sign. This is a memorial that will never end. That God is loves us. He's done everything in Jesus. And now through Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit and love for the word, we experience the living God with a purpose, to having a purpose to live for and die to the old, die to the deception, die to the lies, by waking up to the light, waking up to the great and precious promises through which we escape the corruption and we partake of the glorious liberty of the children of God. Amen. Be blessed. Arise and shine, for your light has come, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.